And checking in on the headlines, now we're joined by Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken. Happy President's Day.
Good morning. Happy President's Day.
I wanted to talk about your story about Senator DeFrancisco and his new tax break.
Well, DeFrancisco, who's the Senate Deputy Majority Leader and who is running for governor, he's been very critical of Governor Cuomo's economic development programs. Yet he did take advantage as a lawyer. His law firm, personal law firm, took advantage of tax breaks that were pre-Cuomo tax breaks, but he got about a couple hundred thousand in breaks over 13 years from a economic development program. Democrats are saying he's a hypocrite for taking advantage of the loophole and then criticizing the current economic development programs.
And our other legislative leaders, Carl Hastie, Assemblymember Carl Hastie, and Brian Kolb, they both got some new cars.
The perks of power, yeah. Carl Hastie, after taking office back in 2015, or after becoming the speaker, ordered a brand new Jeep Cherokee. Well, it's 3 years later, and now he's upgraded to a Chevy Tahoe. They traded in the Jeep Cherokee, which only had 60,000 miles on it. Meanwhile, Brian Kolb, who until a few weeks ago was running for governor as well, he upgraded from an older car, a Ford Taurus, I believe, to now a new SUV that cost taxpayers about $46,000. Look, you know, some argue that they're, as leaders, are entitled to transportation, but with a $4 billion deficit the state is facing, it does raise some questions about the timing of it, especially for Hastie, whose, you know, vehicle only had 60,000 miles on it.
Ken Lovett, thanks so much.
Anytime. Be well.